Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LMW Limited Quarter 1 of Financial Year 2025-26 Earnings Call hosted by NSDL. As a reminder, please note that the participants' line will be in listen-only mode and there will be opportunity to ask questions after the brief by the company officials. Should you require any assistance during the conference call and to raise questions, please signal the operator by raising hands. Please note that this call is being recorded. This is Sameer from NSDL. We have with us Mr. V. Senthil, Chief Financial Officer, and B. Dhanalakshmi, Associate Vice President of the company. And over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the LMW Earnings Call for Q1 FY 2025-26. We will have a brief about the overall performance of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2025, followed by an interactive session. I would like to also clarify that certain statements made and discussions at the conference may be forward-looking in nature. To begin with, let me explain the overall performance of the company. Then we will proceed to the segment performance and then consolidated performance. For overall performance, the financial results have been posted on the company's websites and hope you have had an opportunity to go through the same. The company has achieved a total revenue of 685 crores during the quarter ended June 2025, compared to rupees 659 crores during June 2024 quarter, resulting in a 4% increase. PBT stands at 32.5 crores for the current quarter, as against rupees 17.5 crores for the comparative quarter last year. On a consolidated basis, PBT stands at 20 crores for the current quarter, as against 16 crores for the quarter ended June 2024. Going into division specific, TMD's revenue for the quarter stands at 415 crores, as against rupees 440 crores during the quarter ended June 2024. This is a 6% decline. The split of domestic spares and exports are in the ratio of 65%, 26%, and 9%. The TMD registered a loss for the quarter at rupees 11 crores, as against a loss of rupees 12 crores during the quarter ended June 24. Currently, with respect to the order book, we continue to have an order book of around 2,800 crores as of June 25, and the active part of the order book is around 50-55%. We continue to operate 5 working days at TMD, and this is set to continue during the current quarter on account of low capacity utilization. We have seen lower inflow of orders over the last 8 quarters, and this trend is continuing as of now. While the mill utilization is high, the margins are under pressure, resulting in lower order booking and machine offtake. Now I move to LMW China. With respect to the wholly owned subsidiary, we have clocked a turnover of at China, we have clocked a turnover of 2.8 crores for the quarter ended June 25, compared to 6.2 crores during the quarter ended June 24, and with a loss of around 4.9 crores in the current quarter. At LMW Middle East operation, company achieved a turnover of 33 crores for the quarter ended June 25, compared to 26.9 crores for the quarter ended June 24. The global tariff-related uncertainties and geopolitical situation in countries in which we operate has resulted in lower offtake of machines and in our subsidiary abroad. Now we are moving on to MTD and Foundry Division. The revenue for the division for Q1 stands at 251 crores, compared to 206 crores during the quarter ended June 24. The division profit stood at rupees 12 crores for the quarter, as against 6 crores for the comparative quarter last year. Now, with respect to the aerospace division, the revenue in this division was rupees 46 crores in Q1, compared to 39 crores during the previous quarter ended June 24. ATC has clocked a profit of rupees 4 crores, as against rupees 1.5 crores in the quarter of the previous year. Exports contributed to 90% of this turnover in ATC, and Metallics division turnover accounts for around 80% of the overall turnover. With this, I conclude my initial speech. We can continue with the interactive session. Back to the moderator, Mr. Samir.
Thank you so much, sir. We would now like to go ahead with the interactive session, as sir said. And I would request the attendees to please raise your hands if you would like to go ahead with questions. We've got a lot of attendees with us. We would request the attendees to please go ahead with your questions, and to do the same, we would request you to please raise your hand so that you can be unmuted. Once again, we would request the attendees that if at all you have any questions, please raise your hand so that your questions can be taken. At the moment, we do not have any raised hands. Okay, we have Mr. Manish Goyal. I believe he's ready with the very first question. Manish, you have been unmuted. We can also have your video turned on if you like, and we are ready for your question.
Yep, thank you so much, sir. Mr. Senthil, we just missed some of the initial remarks in terms of numbers. So can you please repeat what is the, in TMD, what is domestic revenue share and exports and spares as compared to for the current quarter, and what was the comparative number for the previous quarter? And on the active order book, what was the number we missed it, if you can share that number? And in Middle East, what is the loss we have incurred in the current quarter? On exports, what is the order book for the current quarter, and what was it in the previous quarter as compared to last year Q1 number? These are the few questions in the first round. Thank you. Hello.
Senthil sir, you have put yourself on mute.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Good afternoon, Samir. Yes. With respect to the share of business between the last year and current year, pretty much it is same. But what I mentioned is it's 65% domestic machines, 26% domestic spares, and around 9% exports. This is the share of business as far as TMD is concerned. With respect to order book, the order book is around 2,800 crores is the order book as far as domestic is concerned. The active orders within that is around 50 to 55% is the active order book within that. With respect to the export order book, the export order book is closer to around 200 odd crores, but you know, most of it which are LC backed, there has been a challenge in executing this order book. That is the situation as far as export is concerned. Now, the loss in LMW holding, now as a structure, what we do, what we have is LMW holding, and LMW holding holds LMW Global, which services rest of the world, and LMW China, which services China and the Chinese customer. The combined loss is around 13 crores is the loss as far as LMW holding is concerned, which is a subsidiary.
Thank Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for answering that one. Once again, we would request the attendees that if at all we have any questions, we can have your hands raised and we can have your questions taken. At the moment, amongst the attendees, we do not have any hands raised, and hence we assume that at the moment we do not have any questions. Okay, now we have a few. Mr. Kunal Shah is ready with his question. Mr. Kunal, you have been unmuted. We can also have your video turned on if you like, and we can proceed with your question, sir.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Kunal, please go on.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. So, first question is on this textile machinery business. Last quarter, you know, there was some enthusiasm, you know, that some enthusiasm that probably towards the end of the year, you will see orders flowing in or the end order book position improving. So just wanted to understand where you stand on that right now. Secondly, in the MTT division, growth has been better this quarter on a YOY basis. So can you just highlight what happened there and what's the outlook there? Yeah, these two questions initially. Thank you so much.
Okay. The textile machinery business, let me talk about the domestic and then let me go to the international situation. Domestically, yes, there has been a good utilization on the mill side. It's a very high utilization, and that is where we have also been able to consistently maintain our spares numbers as far as the domestic business is concerned. However, having said that, the uncertainty around the textile tariff definitely has a bearing on what's kind of happening, where the new investment is not coming through. We are predominantly still pushing modernization. So whatever is getting sold is predominantly modernization. There is a lot of, definitely in the last quarter, a lot of discussions are happening around the potential orders, but no conversions have as yet happened. Internationally, our markets where we are predominantly present, which are Bangladesh, Turkey, of course, have also been affected, like I mentioned, both geopolitically and economy-wise. And what's happening is the spinning itself, to some extent, is going into new areas. We are seeing Africa is developing as one of the spinning hubs. Of course, it would take time to increase the spindleage there, but these are the new opportunities which are getting created. So our traditional locations, countries, are not adding as much spindleage as what we have seen. And that is reflected, of course, in our export performance as well. Where do we see this go? Definitely, one thing we need to wait for is the tariff. We need to kind of come to a conclusion as to how it is going to benefit us. Definitely, it looks like it will benefit us as of now. Because you know, for a few countries, they've already announced the tariffs. There should be an advantage, but at the same time, we are also looking at it globally. So this would take some time, and it has been absolutely unprecedented situation, which the investors, that is the mill owners, are not ready to take decisions because of the uncertainties which continue. And these are all heavy capex. So, of course, we do understand that without clarity, they wouldn't go into the business of putting up new capex. With respect to machine tool division, as what we have maintained, and I'll reiterate, strong demand, again, growth in the India growth story is very much the reason for machine tool business to grow. And we have also maintained that we have increased our capacities and it is doing well. It has grown. It is down to new machines also being made part of our product offering. So more VMCs and HMCs are being made part of our product offering, which was not there in the past. So increase of product portfolio, increase of market size, both are some of the reasons for us to see this numbers grow. And of course, even with these numbers, our utilization within machine tool would still be only closer to 70-odd%, and there is enough capacity for us to grow in the machine tool division. That's it. Back to Samir.
Thank you so much, sir. Going ahead, Mr. Manish Goyal, I believe, has a follow-up question. Manishi, we are ready for you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so a couple of questions.
Yeah, please go on, Mr. Manish. No doubt. Yeah, please go on.
So on coming back to TMD, sir, like if we probably see now your active domestic order book, which is probably even if I take at 55%, it is just down to 50-odd 100 crores, which is probably at multi-year low. So how should we now look forward to say entire year? Like are we probably going to see better order inflows only after a couple of quarters, and probably for the, on the project side also, how do you see that? That was one. And on second side, sir, in terms of our new product introduction for AutoConer, how is it doing? If you can give us a perspective. And on ATC, sir, how is the order book building up? And are we seeing improved order inflow where probably we probably can see a much higher growth rate going forward? If you can also give some more perspective, because defense spending has been increasing, localization has been increasing. So maybe from all that perspective, if you can throw some more light on the ATC business with short to medium term view, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. First, on the TMD, you are right. On a 2,800 crore order book with the active orders, of course, we have seen the active orders slightly reduce in the current quarter as well. As I said, there is order booking taking place. It's not that we do not have order booking. Considering the capacities, these are book and the delivery times are very short. We are looking at probably quarter for booking and starting to deliver. Having said that, the order flow increase, we definitely, like I mentioned, we are waiting and watching. The discussions are ongoing, but it is a wait and watch approach as we stand. Let me give you a perspective on this, right? I mean, today the question is that if there is a demand which is going to benefit us because of the tariff, definitely there will be more investments which are going to go into the current into India. And at the same time, we are also, as I said, we realize that these are all very capex heavy investments, and for us to see projects, there should be a very positive economic atmosphere. And since that is not there and business confidence is not there, these investments are not happening. We will wait, probably to take another quarter or two quarters. It is, I would say it is just a guesstimate at best. It is not a proper science when we say another quarter, we'll be able to turn around. But like I said, there are a lot of discussions going on. With respect to the NPD, yes, our Lakshmi winder, it has been supplied. There has been some commercial supplies to few select customers in the current quarter. We will be doing this in small quantities, and once this machine gets established, we will be, of course, increasing the volume of this Lakshmi winders. Coming to ATC as a business, yes, we have been getting new orders on the metallic side. Again, ATC, our focus as of now still continues to be the export business. The orders what we are getting, where we are increasing the wallet share with the existing customers, are mainly on the export side. On the localization and the Indian defense, we have started participating. As you know, in the past, we have been doing a lot of Indian defense, and we have over a period of time moved over to exports. Now we are participating in a lot of Indian tenders which are coming out, but for them to get completed and for them to come into proper sales, it is a very long lead time. So of course, as you know, India, the Indian defense sector, including the fifth generation fighters, are being made. So many things are being made, but these are a little bit longer gestation in nature, and there is nothing for us to report as of now on the Indian defense side. But of course, we are participating in all the tenders. We have the technical capability. As you know, we also have both the metallics and the composite side of it. We are very well placed to participate in these tenders. The order book there, as of now, also stands at around 400 odd crores to be delivered over 2 to 3 years. That is what I think. It's more not 3 years, more like 2 to 2.5 years, I think, is what the order book today stands at, which are not being pushed out. So they are all being pulled in, which is a good sign. And that's where we are seeing the consistency in the top line over the last 4 to 5 quarters. Back to you, Mr. Samir.
So thank you so much for helping us with the answers to that one. Once again, we would like to request the attendees to please raise your hands if at all you have any questions. At the moment, we do not have any hands raised. We would be waiting for a few more minutes before we get our next question. Okay, we have Mr. Kunal. I believe he has a follow-up question.
Yes.
Mr. Kunal, we are ready for you. You have been unmuted. Yes.
Yes, hi, sir. Coming back to the TMD division, you said that, you know, Africa is emerging as a new hub for spinning. You know, what are the steps we are taking, you know, to capture that opportunity, and how big is that opportunity? And the next question is in the new products that we launched. So we also launched this ring frame auto piecer.
Yes.
So how is that product doing? Third question is on the TMD division, MTT division. We also launched this 5-axis CNC machine this beginning of this year. So now I understand it takes time to, you know, grow this business, but just what the initial feedback, if we have sold any such machines, right?
Okay. So any other questions, Mr. Puna?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the question on the Africa. It is actually, I would actually take it as a little bit larger question. Our focus and our growth areas are technically the exports, right? Considering that the market share what we hold within the Indian market is our growth area focus is on exports, and that is where our LMW holding has got established. And we are able to address the markets, which are mainly be it the Turkey, be it Africa, and within Africa, it's Egypt is what is growing probably a little bit faster than rest of the African subcontinent. There's a cluster of four or five countries which have a lot of cotton output there. Dubai being the hub for us, we are able to make a very clear focused attention is being given to these customers. We are also able to service them much quicker. So we have been able to build a hub where we under in UAE we have this assembly facility. We are able to supply spares from there. So all this is being done. The market is adopting, is adding spindles, but the investments are all coming from not only the local population, it is also people who are moving to Egypt. For example, you have Chinese investment going into Egypt, we have got Turkish investment going to Egypt. So there is a lot of movement of capital as well, and we are very, very much well placed to be in this market because we have also been in Turkey. We know the customers. We have also been. We are also in China, so we are very much well placed to make use of this opportunity of being closer to the customer from our subsidiary. With respect to the robotic auto piecing, it works well. It has been. It is already there, sold in the Indian market as well. But considering the cost, our approach to this would be where this would be bought initially by countries which are high cost for labor. For example, Turkey is a good example where the cost of labor is closer to $1,000 per person and upwards in certain provinces. I am told it is closer to $1,300, $1,400. So these are the places where this automation would first come into use. But considering that that market in itself is doing very badly, this is not really picked up, but the machines, the piecing the robots are out there, and performance is very well appreciated. With respect to the machine tool division's 5-axis machine, yes, you're right, we have launched the machine. There is no, probably there's nothing to report in terms of significant sale of these 5-axis machines from our side at the moment. But we have, like I said, the technology, and we will, and it is available for sale. And I probably will come get back probably in next quarter or so once they are being sold in a decent number. Okay, back to you, Mr. Simir.
So thank you so much for answering that one. Once again, we would request the people in the attendees, if at all we have any questions, we can have your hands raised. Sir, at the moment, we do not have any questions, and hence we do not have any hands raised. Once again, we would request the attendees, since we have some more time on hand, we can have more questions answered. If at all we have more questions, we can have them put forth. So would you like to wait for some more time, or would you like to go ahead and...
I think we'll let us give it 5 minutes, Mr. Samir, and then...
Sure, sir. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we would be waiting for a couple more minutes before we conclude the meeting. We would request you to please raise your hands if at all you have any questions so that they can be taken. Thank you. So we have Mr. Anand with his question ready.
Please go on, Mr.
Mr. Anand. Thank you so much for raising your hand, and you will now be able to unmute yourself. Okay, we can see that you have already unmuted yourself.
In terms of
Mr. Anand, we are ready for you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Anand. Please go on. Not on the numbers side, but more so on the where the TMD products that we supply, right? Which process of the spinning would it be used? Now, there are different stages within the spinning process, right? So for which all stages in the spinning process do we have machines? One. Two is in terms of a lot of our machines can be interchangeably used for both cotton yarn and polyester yarn. Is that how it is? Or are there differences in these machines too? Three is in terms of how the cost per spindle has moved, let's say over the last 5 years or so in terms of trends, right? So how was it a few years back in terms of the realization that we get per spindle to currently how it's been moving? So that's my three questions.
Okay. Our machinery is in the spinning section. So as you can, you have ginning as a process, and you get the ginned cotton, and then it goes into blow room, cart, and if it's a combing process, it goes to the comber, and then it goes into speed frame, then it goes into a ring frame, and out of the, and then it goes to winder for packaging. So we, our machines are in this spinning side, and of course after this you have got weaving and knitting. We are not there in that, but within spinning, we have cotton and polyester, viscose. So these machines are versatile in terms of both count range and in terms of the fiber. So you can spin low counts to very, very fine counts. So you're looking at six and eights, which goes into denim, right up to very, very high counts of 160s and 200s plus. So that is the type of machines what we sell in the spinning segment. With respect to the cost per spindle, over the last 5 years, especially after COVID, the cost of spindle has gone up. It's almost by 20-25%. The cost of spindles have gone up. Right now, the cost of our machines, I can just give you a indicative number. Just can just hold on for a minute. From blow room to ring frame alone, for a 30s combed cotton or a combed 30s combed compact cotton will cost you somewhere around 19,000 odd rupees per spindle. That is up to ring frame. That's the overall cost for per spindle up to ring frame. And this, of course, excludes the cost of your land, building, etc. This is purely machinery up to ring frame. I hope it answers your question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for answering that one, sir. Thank you. Going ahead, we have Mr. Manish Goyal with us once again. I believe with a follow-up
question. Yeah, please go on.
Mr. Manish, we are ready for you.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have a question on MTD, machine tool business. Sir, like probably we are still at 5% margin levels, where probably historically we have seen and double digit 15-16% margins. So just to get a perspective, like probably in past you have been mentioning in terms of change in revenue mix with more machining center sales increasing and impacting our margins. So like how is the revenue mix now, both in terms of our traditional products and machining, between say auto and non-auto, and probably when do we see this margins coming back to double digit? It will be surely on the top line growth, or it will also be driven by your improved profitability in the machining centers. If you can just give us perspective, sir, because some of the competitors continue to do well and report very high double-digit margins, and we being such a long traditional player, so just if you can throw some more light on this part of the business.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Manish. Yes, the one of the main reasons where we have kind of invested in MTD was basically to expand our product portfolio, and the expansion of portfolio comes from this introduction of BMCs and HMCs. And of course, the fact is that BMCs are being the latest machines, whilst there are established players already in the market. There has been quite a significant pressure both on the price and on the margins. Of course, price-wise, we are on the higher side, but from a margin perspective, or I would say at par, and from a margin perspective, it is single-digit margins. The margins for it to go back to double-digit, it is going to come out of the top line because we have added a lot of overhead costs because of the second unit, which has got established for MTD, and that is taking in that has increased our capacity. So when we were doing, of course, you are absolutely right, when we are doing 13%, 14%, or a little bit more, we were operating out of a single unit, and today there is absolutely the including the overheads, everything have gone up because of the second unit which are established there. At that point in time, our capacity itself was probably around 600 crores. I think you are referring to a time where our turnovers were of course much smaller than this, and today we have capacities to deliver, let's say, 1,200 odd crores or 2,300 crores, and we've got around 30%, like you mentioned, capacity available for us to deliver. So if you're able to bring to that capacity utilization up, definitely you will see the margins go up. With respect to the product margin in itself, I wouldn't want to comment because it's way too internal to comment on that. But definitely we are looking forward to a better capacity utilization and a higher capacity utilization, which will help with the bottom line on machine tool division. Back to you, Mr. Samir.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for answering that one. Once again, we would like to wait for more questions. If at all we have any questions, we would request the attendees to please raise your hands. Mr. Kunal Shah has a follow-up question. Yes, sir.
Hi, thank you for the follow-up. My question is on this textile machinery division. So generally, now we are seeing a trend wherein, you know, the spinning guys are forward integrating into weaving and knitting and making apparels. So, and we are not present in these processes. So does that put us at a disadvantage versus our peers who are probably present in the entire chain from garmenting to spinning, whereas we are only present in spinning? Would like to understand your views on the same. Thank you.
I didn't quite understand the last part of the question. Can you repeat? You said where we are.
So, we are present only in the spinning process and not in the weaving, knitting, and garmenting process
Right.
On the TMB division. Whereas there'll be peers who are present throughout in the entire chain. And does that put us at a disadvantage when, you know, when the spinning guys are expanding capacity? Would they want a completely integrated supplier, or would they still prefer L&W for the spinning part?
Okay. I think from a competition perspective, these are different segments. Spinning is a different segment. weaving knittings, and weaving is different, knitting is different, garmenting is again totally different. And there are no suppliers doing this entire range from spinning to garmenting. What we have is within spinning segment, there is a set of competition, and then of course we have knitting looms and machinery after that. So no, we are not at a disadvantage from that sense. And we also, Sami?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, back to you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. I believe at the moment we do not have any questions since we do not have any hands raised.
Okay.
We are waiting for a few more people to help us with the questions. We would request the attendees that if you have any questions, please raise your hand so that those can be taken. Thank you.
Ms. Samir, if there are no other questions, probably we can close.
Sure, sir. We do not have any hands raised, and hence we do not have any more questions. All the questions which were taken were answered. Thank you so much, sir. This brings us to the end of all of the questions. Thank you so much, Senthil sir, for helping us with the answers to those. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining this meeting. Thank you so much, people.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.